This is Paul Patton, Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Welcome to the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. It's Derby Day 2000 on 84 WHAS.
Now, from the 84 WHAS Derby Broadcast Center, on the rooftop of historic Churchill Downs, here are Paul Rogers and Bob Sokola.
It is a day of firsts here at historic Churchill Downs, the first Kentucky Derby in this century.
This is such a gorgeous day, and it is such a highlight day for all of us. And it has turned into a tremendous racing day.
One guy who's got a choice assignment is our buddy Terry Miners, who is in the infield.
In the first turn this year instead of the third, I'm going to head to the third in a little while, but it's nice and sedate over here in the first turn, and I like it that way. I just ran into Britt Kaufman a few minutes ago. How are you doing, Britt?
I'm doing great.
You teach high school in Indianapolis?
Yes, I do.
All right. And what about those Hoosier values? Are they the best ever?
Third.
Better than every other state? I always hear this. Hoosier values.
There are other states? Oh, I guess I am in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's right. Do you have that Indiana bias toward Kentucky, like we're a bunch of folks running around with no shoes on carrying pitchforks? What did she say before you brought her to Kentucky? Oh, my God, they're a bunch of inbreeding hillbillies. Is that what she
said? She said, I can't believe I'm going down to Kentucky with these people. If I make it out alive.
I think the term was actually hilljacks, not hillbillies.
Hilljacks.
Hilljacks.
All right.
Hi, Jefferson.
All you hilljacks, we got a new one here.
It is Macon Hoops in fifth as they turn to the top of the stretch. It's Unbridled Time who has the lead. Now he's getting a chase late in the going, but it looks like he's going to hold on. Unbridled Time with Daring Pegasus second. Unbridled Time is going to win it. Unbridled Time lopes under the wire, the winner by about three lengths. Daring Pegasus second. Closing for third was Cayenne's Thunder, and then came Alaskan Star.
Oh, man. I just found out our operations manager, Kelly Carr, has won another exact. That's two. Sue, Kelly's wife, Sue, if you're listening, he's our expert next year. And Sue's going to be a happy lady. All right. Well, Kelly, I just spent a bunch of money without one single winner.
Keep going, Kelly, and pretty soon you'll have her Derby outfit paid for.
That's right. Okay, or the party she's going to be throwing. Let's check in. We'll get the official results in just a moment. Here's Ken Schultz. I'm sorry. I did that once before. Chris Phillips and Ken Schultz. I've kind of morphed you both together. You look a lot like a mustache. It's Ken Schultz.
Thank heavens we're wearing that name tag saying, hi, my name is... Holy cow.
Yeah, man. And he's standing right next to me, which is even more embarrassing. Yeah, just call me Wayne. It shouldn't be a problem for you.
That's okay. I'm not that old. I can still remember your name, Bob.
Cheap.
Man.
What did I get to be Paul's age?
Wayne wasn't always great at telling time, but he did know names pretty well.
Step on up and say hi here.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
George Mashner.
George, let me guess. You're 17 years old, and you're going to take your pants off in a few minutes, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
Terry, who's your horse?
My horse, it's the one out in front of the Kroger store. You put a nickel in. That one works every time. Good to see you.
Let's check in with
Bob. If I just wanted to add one more thing. Oh. It's absolute bedlam here in the paddock. The reason why George W. Bush is here, and he, of course, is here today with Mr. Farish, and to put, I guess, the one-upmanship, Bo Derek strolls into the paddock as well.
I thought all that security was to keep Bo Derek away from you.
Well,
I saw it in person, folks, for the first time. Beth Andrews actually singing the WHAS theme.
I always sing the theme. WHAS, Storm Team Forecast.
Okay, we've got that one.
It's the greatest.
Okay, we got
it's
that.
It's my favorite song.
And you'll be hearing that over and over again.
Oh, I hope to hear it thousands more times in my life.
But I'm talking about you singing it.
Oh, that.
Oh, maybe we can get a copy of that to Terry's show also.
Terry would never do anything, though, to embarrass me. It's just not like him. I don't think he'd ever do it. Oh, you couldn't make him.
We know better, don't we?
And on the outside, Ruby Surprise has now taken the lead. She's got it by a half length. It is Ruby Surprise. Here comes Honest Lady to take second. She's making up ground, but she's not going to have enough time. At the finish, it is Ruby Surprise wins it over Honest Lady with Cassidy finishing in third.
Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm having a great time. I came out to visit with the guys at the backstretch this morning. You wouldn't let me in. But I worked there for a long time. He said, Wayne who? Listen, I want to tell you, you guys are really fun to listen to. I've had a great time listening to you all week and all day today.
You're a sweet guy.
So it's been kind of fun just kind of turn you guys on, listen to what happened with the guys over the backstretch. I got some good tips this morning. I expect to retire.
I've already done that.
Milton Matt. Oh, my goodness. How about that Walter Cronkite?
I know you just came here, so maybe it's an unfair question, but have you picked your Derby choice today?
Well, I have a problem because I don't normally bet on a horse I can't pronounce. So I'm going to have to worry about this. I may have to go with Hal's today.
You don't want to say Fusay Ichipegasus?
I'd be a little worried about it.
Sayonara.
My teeth wouldn't stay in.
Thank you, Walter.
You bet, Mel. Take care.
You look wonderful.
Hey, well, so do you. Good to see you again.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to a bit of the United Nations here at the Kentucky Derby. This gentleman is from Belgium, and your name is?
Bruce Sterling.
Now, Bruce, why would you come all the way from that beautiful country in Europe here to our beautiful state to watch this race?
I have always wanted to do this. I thought this would be the most fantastic spectacle. And it's turned out to be exactly that.
Now we're going to visit with a gentleman who didn't come quite as far, but he also had to make an effort. He's from Canada. And your name?
John Moore.
Now, John, is this your first Derby?
Yes, it is.
And again, obviously, you had said in your mind that this is your destination for the 6th day of May.
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic day. You have a wonderful state to be proud of.
I hope the tourism board is listening on that one.
It's quite a show here in the infield, and a little bit of cloud cover has helped. We have a slight bit of cloud cover, actually, and it's helping a little bit, cut down on some of the oppressive heat. Perfect day, though, for the Kentucky Derby. Bob Sculler.
Hey, Terry.
Miners out here in the infield. Back to you, buddy.
Terry, did you get any rain there, sprinkles?
Yeah, just sometimes it's a great big fat guy just slobbering on you. You're not sure what's landing on you.
Mandar takes the lead as they race down the stretch. Marquette is dropping back. Mandar begins to pull away. Here comes Yag Lee coming after him, and also Falcon Flight. Neither one of them, though, can catch Mandar. He's opened up Daylight out by 2 lengths. The battle right now is for second. Mandar has it. Falcon Flight is in second. It's going to be Mandar as we come to the wire. And Mandar wins it by 2 lengths. Falcon Flight second. Yag Lee third.
Jay Norris.
We're in the Sky Terrace with Daisy Fuentes, television personality, and you've been on many shows, including MTV.
Yes, that's right.
How did you get to the Kentucky Derby? My, you are very fashionably dressed today.
Thank you very much, Kristen Dior.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
You must be very popular.
I'm trying.
There are lots of good single men here, Daisy.
You think? Well, I don't know.
Well, what's helpful is you ask.
Oh, honey. Excuse me.
She's blowing me off.
What are you? You've got a pick for Derby?
Pegasus first, Aptitude second, and China Visit with some nice odds coming in right now, 22-1 in third place.
It's going to be a whale of a race, and somebody's going to win it. Might as well be Captain Steve.
Well, that's your pick. I think I'm going to probably think I'm going to go the deputy this way on this day. Tony Cruz, your pick?
I'm going with Fusaichi Pegasus, the deputy, and it'll be Captain Steve for third.
And the 2000 Kentucky Derby. Here comes Wheel Away pitching off Captain Steve. Oh, he got pitched back badly. Wheel Away, but now coming on is Fusaichi Pegasus. Fusaichi Pegasus, the favorite, has moved by to move in front. There's less than a furlong to go. And the favorite, Fusaichi Pegasus, now has to hold off one late run from Aptitude. Fusaichi Pegasus wins it by 2 lengths. The favorite drought ends after 20 years. Aptitude is second. I believe Impeachment may have closed to get third. Wheel Away was next. Then came China Visit and Rule. The time of the race is fast. It's 2 minutes, 1.12 seconds. Fusaichi Pegasus becomes the first Derby favorite in 20 years to win the Roses.